Shas Illuminated presents the following shiur by Rabbi Aaron Sorsher. Maseches Yoma has been dedicated by Mr. and Mrs. Shmuley Katz, Le'ilei Nishmas, Maris Hanel Abbas, Reb Shraga Fleischman, and Reb Shimon ben Reb David.
We're learning Maseches Yoma Daf Samach Gimel. We're going to be starting the shiur from the sugya on the banim of Daf Samach Bezum Abbas, Taner Rabbanan. The Gemara says, Taner Rabbanan, Shnei Si'irei Yom Kippurim, the two goats of Yom Kippurim, the Seal Hashem and the Seal Azazel, Sheshachtan B'chutz, that you shechted them B'chutz, you shechted them out of the Azara. And the question is, do you have the Isser, the Lav, and the Kares of Shchut Echutz? That is a Tanai. In order to have Shchut Echutz, it has to be royal of Nim, it has to be a carbon, it has to be something which is Roy, to be used as a carbon. Then such an animal, if you shechted B'chutz, since it's a carbon and supposed to be shechel lefnim, there's an isser alav and karis of shkut echutz. But if it wasn't to be used as a carbon, even though it was hektish, so it's not called royal lefnim, it's not chazir lefnim, it's eni royal lepesach el mayin, and you don't have the lav and the karis of shkut echutz. So the shnei siu yemi kippurim. If it's actually higro aleim before the agro lechayev al shneim, if either one yishechted out of the azara, Yechayev, but Mishahigra aleim, but once you did agrola, then Yechayev al shel shem, and Yepater al shel azazel. Then Yechayev, if you shechted the one for the shem, because that's mamish a carbon, that's a chatas. But the seal azazel is not meant to be brought as a carbon, it's just meant to be thrown off the cliff for the azazel. That's not called royal pesach al mayid, and therefore there's no din of shkut echutz. But the question is, actually, higra aleim chayev al shneim, if before the agrola Yechayev on both of them, l'may chazi, what's it roi? What carbon are both se'irim roi for before the hagrola? Amrav chista, ha'el v'roi l'sir nasa b'chutz. Because if you want, you could take either one of these things and use it as a sir nasa b'chutz. They're both hektish, they're both bought from Chuma Salishka, even though they were designated now as the shnei se'irim, the seal of Nim and the seal Azazel, but you could always change that designation and bring it as a sir nasa l'chutz. That's why it's called roi l'pesach ha'omayit. Till the agrola, you could use it, l'pesach ha'omayit, to be the sir nasa l'chutz. So the Gemara asks, u'mayishna l'sir nasa b'fnim d'loi, d'mechzer agrola. You're not telling me, you're not chayiv on these two seirim because either one of them could be the sir nasa l'fnim, is roi to be the sir nasa l'fnim. The reason is, because it's missing agrola. It's not roi yet. You need agrola first, and only then are you allowed to bring it as a siren asel lefnim. So siren asel lechutz nami loychazi the mechzer avaydes hayayim. The siren asel lechutz also it's not roi for that because you're missing the avaydes hayayim because you can't bring the siren asel lechutz until you bring all the karbanis that are brought lefnim until you bring all the different the par and the two seirim. And you do all the Aveda of the Ketairis and everything, that has to all be done before you bring the Sir Nasa B'chutz. So therefore, since that wasn't done yet, so it's not yet Roy for the Sir Nasa B'chutz either. So the Gemara says, K'sav Rav Chista ein mechusas man l'bay b'yayin. The Rav Chista holds that there's no din mechusas man l'bay b'yayin. So Rashi explains like this, that the Sir Nasa B'chutz, nothing is missing in the etzem carbon of the sir nasa b'chutz. The only thing is missing is that there's an avayda that has to be done, other avaydas and other karbanas. So that's called mechus zman. It's not yet ready the time. It's not yet the time for this carbon, because the time for the carbon of the sir nasa b'chutz is after you did all the avaydas of the par and the sirim nasa b'fnim, the k'tiris, everything that has to be done, and only then has it become roi for the sir nasa b'chutz to be brought. So that's mechus zman. Nothing is missing in this carbon. It's just mechus zman. Rav Chista holds a mechus zman l'bay b'yayim. Since later today it's going to be ready, so that's not called mechus zman. It's going to be ready later today, and it's not missing anything else other than the time. Other than it's not yet the time because of the other avodas and other karbanis. So then it's not a chesaron. It's called roi to be a sir nasa b'chutz. Mashen came the sir nasa b'fnim. That's missing more than time. There's an avoda in the seer itself that has to be done. Even though, like Rashi says, it's not an avoda which is done to the seer, because all you need is the aliyah of the Garil Mitaycha Kalfi. You don't need the hanacha. It's not like something has to be done physically to the seer. But still, It's a mitzvah which is a mitzvah that pertains to the seir itself, a mitzvah that pertains to the seir pnimi itself, that is called a chasaron, and that would be a reason why it's not called royal Pesach HaOmeid, and therefore you're not chayev because it's royal to be a seir nasa b'pnim. Right? And that's what the Gemara shtel su to this thing. The Gemara compares it to also the case of Shlom Sheshachtam Kaidim Shnifku Dalsa Sehechel. The Ravina says, since you see Afchista holds that Hagrola is a problem, it's not Royal Lifnim because it's missing Hagrola, even though that Hagrola is not done physically to the Sar, but it's a mitzvah that pertains to the Sar. So who would in the din that you need Psichas Dalsa Sehechel? That's a din that pertains to the Shlomim itself. The Shlomim itself needs a Psichas Dalsa Sehechel, needs that Maisa. And therefore, without that ma'aseh, it's pasul. So that's called ena royal lepesach ha'omayid. You wouldn't be chayev and bechutz kaidem psichas dalsa sehechel. Just like for the seir pnimi, you wouldn't be chayev kaidem hagrola. And this is in contrast to the din that you need the avodas hayayim before the seir nasa bechutz. But it's not a mitzvah that pertains to the actual seir nasa bechutz. So therefore, it's only called mechutz hazman. It's missing time and ein mechutz hazman lebay b'yayim. The Brisker Rav. In Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perikei Halacha Gimel, he brings a Machlokes Rishonim. He's Medayik in Tosfos and Shavuos that b'di'eved, if you brought the Chitzain before the Avodas Hayom of the Pnimi, b'di'eved yoytza. But the Rambam is Mefurish that you're not. The Rambam is Mefurish that if you bring the Sir Nasa B'chutz before the Avodas Hayom, before the Par and the Sir Nasa B'fnim, the Keteris, even b'di'eved, you're not yoytza, it's possible. So he says over from Reb Chaim, that Reb Chaim held that they're arguing him shan in this Gemara. This Gemara says, "Lagabe the sir nasa bechutz, the ein mechus is man lebay b'yayim." What's the pshan in the Gemara? Is the pshan in the Gemara that ein achinami? It's a vada pasul. It's a vada mechus is man. The din of ein mechus is man lebay b'yayim is the pshat that doesn't make it not royal lepesach el mei. Reb Chaim says, Adarab, the Rama's Makar is Agamar. The Rama's Makar, that a Sir Nasa Bechutz, which is done before the Avodis Pnim, is possible from Agamar. That Agamar says a Kasha, it's Mechutz to the Avodis Hayayim. And the male, it's not called Royal Pesach HaOmayin, if it will be Kasha B'dievet, Avad is called Royal Pesach HaOmayin. Even if you Mechachil and Alan to bring a carbon now, but if you bring it, it's Kasha, that makes it Royal Pesach HaOmayin. So, in the Gemara's Kasha, that asked, that why is it considered Budei Chutz? Why is it considered Royal Pesach HaOmayid? Because it could be a Sir Nasa B'chutz. It's Mechusra Avayda Sayayim. In the Gemara's Kasha, Avada the Gemara held its Ma'akiv. And without the Avayda Sayayim, it's possible. Now the Gemara's Teretz of Ein Mechus is Man Labay B'yayim is a din in what's called Roy. If the reason why it's not Roy is not because it's Mechusra Maisa, but because it's Mechusra Zman. And it's going to become roi today. Einay roi machmas mechusas man. That's going to be taken care of by b'yayim. That's called roi, even though right now it'll be pasul. But since later today it'll be kosher without any ma'isa being done to it, even though avada the ma'isa has to be done for the primi. But that's not called mechusas ma'isa in it. Like we explained, it's not a mitzvah pertains to the chitzain, so that doesn't make it ois roi. But avada, if you don't wait till if it's Kol Zman, it's Mechusar Avodah, it's Mechusar Zman, it's going to be possible. But Taisus learns no. Taisus learns that Ein Mechusar Zman L'Bay B'Yayim means that it's Kasha B'Di'evit. Because there's no other psul besides the Mechusar Zman. There's nothing wrong with the Sir Nasa B'Chutz except for the fact that it's not yet the time to bring it. Ein Mechusar Zman L'Bay B'Yayim L'Fi Taisus means that of Chistos, you can't passel it because of that. If it's missing its own mitzvah, then it could become possible. Mashengev is just missing something else. It's just missing the Avodas Pnim. They can't yet do the Avodah, but it's going to be Roy today. That can't be called even a psul of Mechusas Man, and the Mele is Kashub of the Evan. That's how Taisin Shuas Davches is going to learn the Gemara. Now, the Rishonim, Taisin Shanim, Taisin Rashi, and Va, ask the Kasha, how does that Gemara stem with the Gemara in Zvachim? The Gemara in Zvachim, at the beginning of the 14th parak, says as follows. The Mishnah says a paras chatos and the sir mishalech shakriva mechutz is pater, because it says al pesach ayel mayid lo hevia. It has to be royal pesach mayid ayel mayid, like Rashi here brings down, And that's the Torah of Sira Mishtaleach, because it's not Roy LePesach HaOmeid, it's not brought to the Beis HaMikdash as a carbon, it's just thrown off the cliff. So Mela Yinachai. So the Gemara asks a theorem for a minu. It says, I carbon. The Brisa says like this. I carbon would teach you even Kachibetik Abayis. No, you need Pesach, Royal Pesach HaOmeid. Kachibetik Abayis is not called Royal Pesach HaOmeid. So Gemara says, maybe it's only a mutant Kachibetik Abayis, which is not Royal Pesach HaOmeid. But maybe a Sira Mishtalech, which is Royal Pesach HaOmeid, you'd be Chayiv. Tamaloy Malah Hashem. It says the Pasuk Lashem, and that's Mamayit Sira Mishtalech, which is not Miyuchad Lashem. Which is what the Braisa brings here on Samach Gimel Amid Beis. The Braisa that starts on Samach Gimel Amid Aleph, Taner Rabban, and then goes to Samach Gimel Amid Beis. So the Gemara in Zvachim brings that Braisa and asks a kasha. The Mishnah says that a Sira Mishtalech is Ein Roy LePesach HaOmeid, and that's why it's Memuyit. But the Braisa says that really it is Roy LePesach HaOmeid, and has another Miyit, because it says Lashem, and it's not Miyuchad Lashem. So there's a stira. Is it called Royal Pesach Almaid or not? Now, in this girsa that we have, this is the girsa of Rashi and Taisus, and the Sargis Arivid, we'll see the Rambam had a different girsa, could be. But in this girsa that we have, both the Mishnah and the Braisa are both saying that a Sira Mishtalech is Pata Bashkut Dechutz. But the Mishnah says that the reason why it's Pata is because it's not Royal Pesach Almaid. And the Braisa says it is Royal Pesach HaOmeid. It's Pata because it says Lashem, you need Miyuchad Lashem, and Sira Mishtalech is not Miyuchad Lashem. And that's the steer that the Gemara asks. So the Gemara says, Loi Kasha, Kan Kaidem Hagrola, Kan La'achar Hagrola. Before Hagrola, it is Royal Pesach HaOmeid. You bring it to the Pesach HaOmeid to do Hagrola. So before Hagrola, you can't be Memayed because it's Ain't a Royal Love of Pesach HaOmeid. Of course it is. You have to do Agrola. That's why the Braisa says that it's Royal Pesach HaOmeid, and the whole meat is because it says Lashem. But the Mishnah is talking about after Agrola. After Agrola, it's no longer Royal Pesach HaOmeid. There's no reason to bring it to the Pesach HaOmeid anymore. Forget it. You just throw it off the cliff. And therefore, you could be Ma'id because it's ain't a Royal level of Pesach HaOmeid. The Gemara asked, Acher Agrola Nami Ha'ikka Vidui. But after Agrola, also it's Royal Pesach HaOmeid. You have to bring it to the Pesach HaOmeid to do Vidui. So the Gemara answers, El Amar Rav Mani like Asha, Kan Kain the Vidui, Kan Lacha Vidui. You're right. Till the Vidui, it's called Royal Pesach HaOmeid, and the Mishnah that says it's not Royal Pesach HaOmeid is because it's after Vidui, and after Vidui, it's talking about Royal Pesach HaOmeid. So the Braisa that says it is Royal Pesach HaOmeid, and your Mamaydik, which says Lashem, it's not Miyuchad Lashem, is before Vidui, because it's Royal Pesach HaOmeid, because you have to bring it to the Pesach HaOmeid to do Vidui. Mashen came the Mishnah that says that it's because it's ain't a royal pesach HaOmeid. It's talking about after Vidui. So Taisa says that l'chayr ay bazay, the Mishnah also needs the pasuk Lashem to remind it before Vidui. So why did the Mishnah say that it's memuyit because it's ain't a royal pesach HaOmeid? Taisa says ain't a chinami. For Sira Mishtalech, you didn't need the drash of ain't a royal pesach HaOmeid. Actually, Sira Mishtalech before Vidui is Royal Pesach HaOmeid, and still Mamuy, because it says Lashem, you need Miyuchad Lashem, you need the Pasuk of Ein Royal Pesach HaOmeid for Kachi Berek Abayis, for Paras Chattas, for the other cases, where there, you need the Pasuk of Ein Royal Pesach HaOmeid. That's the Sugi in Zvachim. So, the Rishayim ask that the first Teretz of the Gemara in Zvachim that says, Kan Kaidem Agrola, Kan La'achar Agrola, that Teretz seems to hold clearly that even Kaidem Agrola Yipater, just Kaidem Agrola Yipater because of Lashem, that says Lashem, and the Sira Mishtalech is not Miyuchad Lashem. Mashenk and Lachar Agrola, there you have to come on, there you don't have to come on to that, there it's Pater because ain't a royal love of the Pesach HaOmeid. But in Agamara, the Braisa here says, not only Kasha from the Gemara, it's a Kasha from the Braisa, Agamara brings a Braisa that says, Taner Abanan, Achli Higul, Chayev Al Shneim. So how does the teretz of the Gemara there, Kan Kaidem Agrola, Kan La'achar Agrola, that the Gemara that's saying that before Agrola, that's when it's Negei the Miyat of Lashem, and it's after Agrola that you have the Miyat that's Ein Royal Pesach HaOmeid, how could that Gemara say that teretz when the Braisa here says clearly that before Agrola, you take a chayiv, you don't have any Miyat, and like the Gemara here explains, because it's Roy for a Sir Nasa B'chutz. So the Parsha of Teretz Rishonim says that ein echinami, that the Gemara could have asked the Kasha on the first Teretz of the Gemara that doesn't stem with Abraisa. You're telling me Kaidim Agrol is a Ptur, that it's not Lashem, but Abraisa says Yechayev, and Akarch have to sell a Krafchista because it's Roya for Asir Nasa Bechutz. The Gemara could have asked that Kasha. But the Gemara had a better Kasha. The Gemara had a Kasha that even after Agrol you're missing Vidoy, and the Gemara had to change the Teretz to Kan Kaidim Vidoy Kan Lache Vidoy. Once we change the Teretz to Kan Kaidim Vidoy Kan Lache Vidoy, so now we don't need the first Teretz anymore, and then Echanami, Kaidim Agrol Yitaka Chayev. But for a different reason, not because Asir Mishtaleach is called Roy LePesach HaElamayit or Asir Mishtaleach is called Hashem. No, that avada not. But Kaidim Agrol, it happens to be another reason, a tam min atzad, that you'll be chayiv, because it happens to be roi to be a sir nasa b'chutz. So memela, that you'll be chayiv on that tam. Not because a sir mishtaleich is chayiv, but because it's roi for a sir nasa b'chutz. But once you do agrol, now it's no longer roi to be a sir nasa b'chutz. It's already a sir mishtaleich. So then you have, that till vidui, you need the miyad of Lashem, because it is roi l'pesach ha'almayit, and the reason why it's a miyad is because Lashem, and the Mishnah that says the miyad of Ein Eroi LePesach HaOmayid was from an after Vidoy, and there, you don't need the meat of Hashem, it's a Muid because Ein Eroi LePesach HaOmayid. That's the Teretz of the Teretz Rosh Hashanah, and the Ridvah say that only that Teretz, and the Teretz Hashanah also brings down such a Teretz. But the Teretz Hashanah says another two Terutzim. One Teretz he says is like this. He says, anyway, is Bechlal very bothered by the Gemara there in the Havamina, that the Gemara says that Kaidim Agrola is a miyat because it says Lashem. L'chayr Kaidim Agrola, you don't know which is the Sir Lashem and which is the Sir Mishtaleach. So how could you be memayat the Sir Mishtaleach because it says Lashem? If it's Kaidim Agrola, you don't know which one's the Sir Mishtaleach. How are you going to be memayat any of them? Either of them could be the Sir Lashem. Elamai, the din is that since there's no way to determine that this will taka be the Sir Lashem, since it might be the Sir Mishtaleach, that's enough to pater, so that could pater either of them. Why are we saying the Sir Mishtaleach is pater? Because it's not Lashem, Yuchad Lashem. Both Sir Ma pater, because we don't know it's Miuchad Lashem, Manavshach. Either both Sir Ma pater, or both Sir Ma chayef. That's the Teis Hashanim's kasha. So Teis Hashanim says that when the Gemara says, Kan Kaidim Agrola, Kan Lachar Agrola, the Gemara means the Hanochas Agoyrol. Avada we're talking about after the Agrola, after the Aliyah Agoyrol. And like we're saying, till the Aliyah Agoyrol, you take a chayev because it could be a Sir Nasa B'chutz. Once it's an Aliyah Agoyrol, now they can't make it into a Sir Nasa B'chutz anymore. It's already a Sir Mishtaleach. But Kan Kaidim Agrola means before you put down the Goyrol. Because the Gemara was saying that why did the Braisa say it's called Roy Lover LePesach HaLamayin? The Gemara says it's Roy Lover LePesach HaLamayin because you still need it LePesach HaLamayin to do the Hanochas HaGoyrol. Even though Hanochas HaGoyrol is not Ma'akiv, like the Gemara says, according to everyone, Hanochas HaGoyrol is not Ma'akiv, but still, it's called Roy LePesach HaLamayin because it's a mitzvah of Hanochas HaGoyrol. So Agamar is talking about before the Aliyah HaGoyrol. Before the Aliyah HaGoyrol, it's Roy to be a Sir Nasa B'chutz. The Gemara there that asked the Stira Mishnah and Braisa, and the Mishnah says it's ain't a royal love of Pesach HaOmayid. But the Braisa says it is royal love of Pesach HaOmayid. And there's just the miyat because it says Lashem, that's talking about after the Aliyah HaGoyrol, but before the Hanochas HaGoyrol. That till the Hanochas HaGoyrol, it's called royal love of Pesach HaOmayid to do the mitzvah of Hanochas HaGoyrol, even though it's not Ma'akiv. After Hanochas HaGoyrol, then it's no longer royal love of Pesach HaOmayid. There, you don't need the meat of Hashem. That's what the Mishnah means. It's ain't the royal love of Pesach HaOmayid. So the Gemara says, Kasha, what about the Vidoy? And the Gemara says, Ein Echanami, Kan Kaidim Vidoy, Kan Lache Vidoy. That's the first teretz of the Teis Hashanim. The second teretz Teis Hashanim says is like this. He says that Rav Chista that says that Yechayiv Kaidim Agrola, because it's roy to be a Sein Asa B'chutz, that's what the Braisa says, and Rav Chista explains, because roy to be a Sein Asa B'chutz, that could only be if you were not yet mafrish the Sir Nasa B'chutz. If you were not yet mafrish the Sir Nasa B'chutz, so then you could use any of these goats, even though you already took them to be the Shnei Sirim, but you could decide that you want to redesignate them to be the Sir Nasa B'chutz. But once you have another goat that's already designated to be the Sir Nasa B'chutz, Zakta Teis Hashanim, you can no longer be mafrish this one to be the Sir Nasa B'chutz, because you have one already. Once you have one, then you can't be mafresh this one again. So when the Gemara in Zvachim says that Kaidim Agrola, your potter on the Seir Mishtaleach, it's talking about you already were mafresh a Seir Nasa B'chutz, so therefore you can't be chayiv because it's right to be a Seir Nasa B'chutz. Mashenkim and Agamar says, the Brisa says, actually, Higul Yechayiv, it's talking about you were not mafresh a Seir Nasa B'chutz, and therefore Yechayiv because you could make them into a Seir Nasa B'chutz. The Minchas Avram, over there in Zvachim, he brings down from the Aviezi from Rav Shach, in Perek Aleph, Minchas Mechusi Kippurim, that he says, it's taka machloikis yishayinim, he held. So machloikis yishayinim, if you already were mafresh one chattas, if you still could be mafresh another chattas. You find in the Gemara such a thing as being mafresh shtei chatayis lachrayis. They could take two different animals, say they're both my chattas. Pshat is, if one of them gets lost, I'll use the other one. But tayizim sachem daf tzadik zayin is mavur, that's only when you do that bevasachas, when you first are mafresh. But once you mafresh one chatas, you can't go and be mafresh another behemoth to be a chatas, and then use either one. If you already have a chatas mufresh, that's it. Any other chatas you try to be mafresh now, the hektish won't be chal. So Rav Shach and Aviezi says that this taisis shanim stims with the taisis. Taisis holds once you have a chatas mufresh, you can't go be mafresh another chatas. It doesn't work. The hektish won't be chal. So hu adin, when you have a sir nasa b'chitzin already mufresh, you wouldn't be able to take these seir and make it a sir nasa b'chitzin because you have one already. Mashenkin, the shita sarambam is no. The shita sarambam is that even after you were mafresh a chatas, you can mafresh another chatas. And then you can use either one. And the purpose is to, in case one gets lost, you can use another one. So according to the Rambam, you wouldn't have the taisa shanim's teretz that you already mafish a sir nasa b'chutz, because you could be mafish one, or you can mafish another one, even if you have a chatas mufish. That's what he says b'shem Rav Shach. But the Milchus of Ram says there, very interesting. The few we set over from Taisin Shuas, so Eidah Bistri Rav learns the Taisin Shuas, that when the Gemara says, Eim b'chus is man l'bay b'yayim, the Gemara doesn't only mean that it's called Roy l'pesach l'mayid and yichayif eshkut echutz. The Gemara means more than that. The Gemara means it's taka kasher b'di'evin to bring Seir and Asa b'chutz before the Avodah Siyam, even though the Seder is you need the Avodah Siyam first, but the Psul would only be Mechus Zman and Ein Mechus Zman Lebei B'yayim. So Lefi Zeh, you could say another Teretz similar to the Taisis Yishanim. Lefi that Taisis, you could say that Hacha B'mayaskinan, you already brought the Seir and Asa b'chutz. The only reason why the Brisa says Yechayiv Kaidem Agrol is because it's really to be a Seir and Asa b'chutz. Well, if you already brought the Seir and Asa b'chutz, which with the evidence kosher, so then Avada, now it's no longer to be a, now no longer could be a Seir Nasa B'chutz. You can't be mafresh anything to be a Seir Nasa B'chutz if you already brought it. Even if you like the Rambam, if you already mafresh the Chatas, you still could be mafresh another Chatas and you could then be mafresh either, then you could mafresh either one you want. But that's only if you still mechuyev the Chatas. Once you brought a Chatas, then you're parted from a Chatas, you can't be mafresh the Chatas anymore. Avada won't be chal. So you could say another Teretz, that it's talking about that you already brought the Seir Nasa B'chutz. To feed the Rambam, there can't be such a teretz, because it's impossible before the Hagrola to bring the Seir Nasa B'chutz, because it's possible. So if you brought the Seir Nasa B'chutz, it'll be possible. So there'll still be right to be a Seir Nasa B'chutz. But if it ties in Shavuos, you could say that teretz that the Gemara in Zvachim is talking about you already brought a Seir Nasa B'chutz. And he says it's a Mefurish Yishalmi in Perek Dal Halacha Aleph, that it says like this in the Yishalmi, the Gersa that we have, Shnei Sir Yemi Kippurim Sheshachta Mechutz, Is Tani Tani Chayiv, there's a Braisa that says Yechayiv, like our Braisa, This Tani Tani Potter, and there's a Braisa that says Yepotter, Om Rav Chista Mandi Am Chayiv V'Shaloi Karev Asir Nasa Bechutz, Mandi Am Potter V'Shakarev Asir Nasa Bechutz. The one that says Chayiv is talking about when it wasn't Karev the Asir Nasa Bechutz, so Yechayiv because it's Roy to be Asir Nasa Bechutz, like the Gemara here says. The one that says Potter is talking about there's already carved the Seir Nasa B'chutz, and now it's no longer right to be a Seir Nasa B'chutz. So, Shalmi L'chayr is Mamash Mefurish like Taiz and Shulah said, but the evidence kosher. The Shiari Karbin blives fair in the Rambam from the Yishalmi. In the Ridvaz, he says a pshat in the, had to answer the Rambam from the Yishalmi. The emesis is another gears in the Yishalmi. But this will be another teretz to the Rishayim's Kasha. We have, again, we have the teretz that Ena Chinami, it's only a Havimina, and we could have asked from this Brice on the Maskon, it's good because it's Kan Kaida Vida Kan Lacha Vida, that's the Pasha the Teretz of the Yishayim. And we have the Teretz that Agrola there means, Kaida Magrola means after the Aliyah Sakalfi, but before the Hanachas Agarol. And then we have the third Teretz of Teiz Hashanim that we're talking about, you already mafish Asir Nasa B'chutz. But like we said, that would only be like Teisus Himsachin, that once you mafish a Chattas, you can't be mafish another Chattas. And now we have a fourth Teretz, according to Teiz and Shuas, that the Asir Nasa B'chutz is Kashu B'di'evid, before the Hagrola, before the whole Seder Aveda Sayyim. So the Teretz is that the Gemara and Zachim is talking about you already brought the Asir Nasa B'chutz, and that's why you wouldn't have the chiyuv of shkut dechutz because it's ready to be a sir nasa b'chutz. And this is all in the rishonim that we have, that that emes in the sir mishtalech, there's a p'tur of shkut dechutz because it's not royal of the Pesach HaLamayit, or because it's a miyut that Lashem, it's not miyuchad Lashem. The Rambam has a different shita. The Rambam, in Maisa Kabanis Perich Ches Lachi and Aleph, says that shnei siri yayme kipurim shachtem b'chutz, the two Seir Mekipurim, both the Seir Lashem and the Seir Amishtalech, before the Vidui, the Chayiv Karis Hashneim, Hoyal V'ruyin Lava Lefnei Hashem LeVidui, because it's called Royal Pesach HaLamayit, because of the Vidui. V'machish Hasvada, Pater HaMishtalech, Sher Eini Royal Lava Lefnei Hashem. But after the Vidui, then you Pater on the Seir Mishtalech, because it's not Royal Lava Lefnei Hashem. So the Shaila is, how does the Rambam Shtim with the Gemara in Zvachim, with the brayso that the Gemara brings, the brayso also the Gemara brings here on Daf Samach Gimel, that says that you learn that from Hashem, there has to be miyuchad Hashem, and the same mishleich is not miyuchad Hashem, even though it's royal love la'ilmaid. So in that kasha alone, the Kesef Mishnah brings down that there's a different girsa. Kir Yosef has a girsa b'emes on the side of the Gemara in Zochem, it's brought down as Sfarim Mecherim, that instead of saying that it's memayit sir mishleich, fakir, Hashem is marbis sir mishleich, that there's a ribuy of Sir Mishtalech from Lashem. So the Gemara's kash and zvachim then would be, that forget, the Mishnah says you part it because it ain't a royal love of Lailmaid, and the Brisa says Sir Mishtalech is chayiv, because there's a ribuy of Lashem. And that the Gemara answers, Lamaskana kan kaidim vidu kan lacha vidu, that kaidim vidu yataka chayiv, and lacha vidu, that it's ain't a royal love of Pesach Almaid. But you have a ribuy of Lashem. Bizzle shver, because in our Gemara, if you're ma'ayin, it's mavur in the Gemara. The Gemara is discussing how do you know, when is Lashem a miyut, when is Lashem a ribuy. It's mavur in the Gemara held that Lashem was a miyut, and the same thing in the Gemara in Temura. It's a bissel shver. But there is such a girsa that the Achrayna bring down that it's to be married by Lashem. The problem is also, what does the Rambam do with this brisa here? Agamar here brings a brisa, Tanur Abanan, that Achaloi Higraleim Yechayiv Alshneim, and Mishahigraleim Yepater. So this brisa is mafurish that after Agrola Yepater on the Seir Mishtalech. And the Rambam says that until the Vida Yechayiv on the Seir Mishtalech. So how is the Rambam going to shtim with the Braisa here in Yuma? The Braisa in Yuma is Mavur, that the Braisa says until the Agrola Yechayiv on Shneim, and after the Agrola Yechayiv on the Shem, and Yipat on the Mishalech. And the Rambam says until the Vida Yechayiv on the Mishalech. So the Kesef Mishnah says that the Rambam would learn up that this Braisa, when it says Agrola, the Braisa means Vidui. Well, that the big daichik l'chayy the brayso says agrola. How could it mean vidui? But l'chayy it's very shver from the pashup chat now with sugya. The Rav Chista says that before the agrola yichayiv, because it's roy to be a sir nasa b'chutz. What's wrong with saying that it's roy to be a sir mishalech? That's lecha mishnas kasha. The agrola means vidui, so the pshat is that before the Vida, you're not chayiv because it's right to be a sin asa b'chutz. Before the Vida, you're chayiv because it's right for the Vida. It's right to be a sin mishtalech. So a lot of Achrayim say the Teretz is that the Rambam holds is actually a machlekes, the Mishnah and the Braisa. La'olam yotaka b'gayrus in the Braisa, that the Braisa is coming with Lashem, yuchad Lashem to memayit the sin mishtalech. But the Mishnah that says that the Tamaz al tshroi lavi l'pesach ha'lamayin, the Mishnah, it doesn't hold of this miyut. Right? Taisus, like we said before, Taisus Mutchizach, why did the Mishnah say royal love of the Pesach, that's any royal love of the Pesach HaLamayit? Typically, even before the Vidui, when it's called royal love of the Pesach HaLamayit, your mind, of course, says Lashem. And Taisus says a Deichik, that ain't a chinami, the royal love of the Pesach HaLamayit was only necessary for the Paras Chatnas. But the Rambam would learn that the Mishnah doesn't hold it a miyut Lashem. The Braisa holds it a miyut Lashem, and the Mishnah doesn't. So the Gemara in Zvachim, even though there's a machlokes the Mishnah and the Braisa, but the Gemara in Zvachim still has the stira, because the Mishnah says it's ain a royal love of the Pesach HaLamayit, and the Braisa says it is royal love of the Pesach HaLamayit, but you have a miyut of Lashem. And that the Gemara says the Teretz, kan kain the vidi, kan lach a vidi. Kain the vidi is called royal love of the Pesach HaLamayit, and lach a vidi is called ain a royal love of the Pesach HaLamayit. And that's why when the Mishnah says Ein Roy Lava Pesach Chol Hamoed, it means after Vidui. But Lamaisa is going to be a machlokes the Mishnah in the Braisa as to what is the din before the Vidui. The Mishnah only says the Ptur of Ein Roy Lava Pesach Chol Hamoed. The Pshat is that before the Vidui, it's Roy Lava Pesach Chol Hamoed. The Mishnah holds Yechayiv. Mashenkin the Braisa that says that there's a, even though it's Roy Lava Pesach Chol Hamoed, there's a Mir of Hashem, Yuchad Hashem. So the Braisa holds that even before the Vidui, you Potter. And our Braisa here that says that before the Hagrola, Yechayim, and after the Hagrola, Yipata on the Mishalech, that Braisa holds like the Braisa in Zvachim that has the meat of Lashem. But the Rambam passes like the Mishnah, doesn't hold the meat of Lashem. And that's a Miyashiv, the Rambam with the Sugya. Kamachreinim say this Pshat. Reb Chaim, in the Kisvei Agrach, says a little bit different, says a Geshmak Pshat, that Einichanam, he also wants to learn some Achalikis Tanon. If Yechayiv on the Seir Mishaleach or not, but he says a Knech. He says that's Gufin HaMachalikis Tanam that we had in the fourth Perek, Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Shimon, the Vidu is Ma'akiv. According to the Man Yom, the Vidu is Ma'akiv, so Kumtais, the Vidu would make it called Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayid, and Mimele you'll be Chayiv on Shkut Echutz on the Seir Mishaleach before the Vidu, because it's called Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayid. Masha'en Kain, if you hold the Vidu is not Ma'akiv, so then, you can't say because of the Vidui it's called Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayin. The Vidui is not Ma'akev, so Mela, that wouldn't make it be called Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayin. So the Braisa, yeah, so the Cheshbon Reb Chaim, it doesn't say this with a Kloikite, I would learn up the Cheshbon Reb Chaim is, that Reb Chaim Taka learned up the Braisa L'Rabbis, Seir Mishtalech, that he's being married by Seir Mishtalech, L'Hashem is a Ribui, like the Kir Yosef is Girsa, like Dik. But the problem is, what do you do with our Braisa that says Mefurish, that after the Hagrola, Yipater on the Mishtalech, the Teretz says that our Braisa is a Machlokes, our Braisa and that Braisa. That Braisa holds that it's called Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayin because Vida is Ma'akev. Mashiach, and our Braisa holds that you can't be Marbit from Lashem to tell you that you're Chayev because it's ain't Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayin and the Vida is not going to make it be called Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayin because Vida is not Ma'akev. Seems very good with what I tied it in the fourth parak in the shurim there, that the mandiyam it's mavur in the sugi there. The mandiyam of vidu ma'akev and vidu ena ma'akev is the yisaidistik of machlokes. What is the kavan of the seir mishtalech? What is that void of the seir mishtalech? What's the point of the seir mishtalech? The shluch itself is not ma'akev. So what's the void which is ma'akev in the seir mishtalech? What's the point? What is the mitzvah of the seir mishtalech which is ma'akev? If you hold the vidu is ma'akev, so the mitzvah is the vidu. That's good for the din. The Torah says, bring a sarim imasvad on it. So that would make it be called Roy LePesach HaLamayin. Mashiach, if Vidui is not ma'akiv, so, and if it dies before the Vidui, you don't bring another sar. It was alive, v'shatz, the matan dam of Chaveri. So what is the avayda of Seir Mishtalech? To be around by the matan dam of Chaveri. It's a din in the Chaveri. That the Chaveri has a din, that the Seir Nasim Bifnim has to be one out of two Seirim. And that's why we tie it then. That's why it's Mavur and Taisus that Agrola would be Ma'akiv. That's good for the din of the Seir Mishtalech to be taked at that the Seir Nasa Lefnim should be one of two Seirim. Male, the Seir Mishtalech is Bechalat Roya Lefnim. Good, you do Vidui Enechanami, but it's not Ma'akiv. That's not the Ikka din of the Seir Mishtalech. The whole din of Seir Mishtalech is that it should be around, it should be alive, Yomad Chai, and the Seir Nasa Lefnim should be one of two Seirim. It should be a Seir which is taken from the two. And the Seir Mishtalech is the one that's not taken. So, Mel, that's why it's called Ein Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayid. Al Kopanim, if you learn this way, either way that we learn, if you learn this Taka Machlokes Mishnah and Braisa, if you remind it from Lashem, or if you learn like Reb Chaim that the Machlokes of the Vidus Ma'akiv, so it's called Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayid, but the Rambam's Psak is that the Seir Mishtalech is Chayiv, because the Rambam Paskins, like the Tanoim that hold that it's called Roy Lava LePesach HaLamayid because of the Vidui, and there's no Mi'id Lashem. Fine. But the Chazanish has a kasha, the Chazanish is a very geschmackish tickle. The Chazanish has a kasha, that's also after the Hagrola. After the Hagrola, you have a Seir Lashem, you have a Seir Mishtalech. So then, the Rambam Shita is that the Vidui makes it Roy Lava Lefnim, and there's no Miyat of Lashem, and Memela, there's a Chiyav Chutz. But before the Hagrola, our Gemara is Mavur, that Mechusa Hagrola is Kamechusa Maisadami. Agamar is Mavur, and you don't have anyone arguing on this, that Mechusa Agrola is a problem, and the only reason why Yechayiv is because it's Roy to be a Seir Nasa B'chutz. That's the only reason why it could be chayiv, because it's really to be a sir nasa b'chutz. And l'chayr, that problem of chusar agrola, it's mavur in the Gemara l'chayr, that it's negay a side to the sir l'ashem and side to sir l'azazel. They both have a problem of mechusar agrola. That before the agrola, they're not called royal lifnim because they're mechusar agrola. Gradni chayiv because they're royal to be a sir nasa b'chutz. So fact the chazenish, the Rambam's mavur that before the vidui, and l'chayr means even before the agrola, yechayiv karis because they're royal level of nei Hashem l'vidui. He doesn't discuss before the agrola. L'chayr, either it's a kash in the Rambam, he was mashmit the whole dinner before the agrola, and in Tim Suleimar, you're going to say that anything before the vidui is included. So the Rambam says that the reason why yechayiv is because they're royal level of nei Hashem l'vidui. L'chayr, they're not. Before the agrola, they're missing agrola. L'chayr, the Rambam should explain before the agrola why yechayiv because they're royal to be a seir nasa b'chutz. After the agrola why yechayiv because they're royal level of nei Hashem l'vidui. L'chayr, it's very shver why the Rambam was mashmit this whole inyan that the etzim, the fact that you need agrola should be ma'akiv, that's not called royal lefnim, and the reason why the saving grace is the fact that it's royal to be a seir nasa b'chutz. That's fact the chazanish. And for the chazanish, that when the Gemara says that the mechusar agrola is a chasarn, the only problem that you have that it's mechusar agrola is only if you're going to say that after agrola the mishaleich is potter, then the mechusar agrola is a chasarn. Because then the pshat is like this. Then the pshat is be'etzim the seer kishahu, you can't bring it lefnim and bring it as a carbon, maybe it'll be the seer mishaleich. Now what are you going to say? That no, that since it could be the Sir Lashem, it could be the Sir Lashem. The girl could go be kaveyed to be the Sir Lashem. That's what's going to make it royal lifnim. But you need a kvias of the girl to do that. Basher Usham, until you have the kvias of girl telling me that this Sir is going to be a Sir Lashem, so I don't know it's going to be a Sir Lashem. I'm missing in it becoming a Sir Lashem. So that's called Mechusa Agrolika Mechusa Maisa. That's the Sir and Maisa that's there. And Memela, it's not called Royal Lifnim. Mashaykin, if the Siyam Mishleich is also called Royal Avi Lifnim. Both Siyam are called Royal Avi Lifnim. So that you need a Seder of Agrola, that's not shtelling a vek that it's a Sirla, that it's Royal Lifnim, that it becomes Taka Lashem, that it becomes Taka a carbon. It's already a carbon. We don't know which is which. We need Agrola to tell you what to do with this and what to do with that one. But even before the Agrola, we know that one of these two Siyam are going to go Lashem, one of them is going to go Lazazel, and they're both called a carbon. Both these two Siyam are Roy Lavi Lifnim. So the fact that in the Seder Avodah Nina Agrola to tell you precisely what the Roy Lavi Lifnim is for this year, and what the Roy Lavi Lifnim is for that year, this is Lashem and this is Lazazel, that doesn't shter. That's not going to make it that the violets not Roy. They are Roy. When Agamari says that Mechusar Agrola means because one of the Siyam Batsim is not Roy. And if one of the serum are not Roy, the other serum is also not Roy. Because until you have the Agrola, the violet's not a Vegestalt. Any of these two serum are going to be the Seer Lashem. And the Seer Lazazel is not called Roy Lefnim Bechlau. So the violet, the whole Roy Lefnim didn't happen yet. Because the Roy Lefnim is only the Seer Lashem. And until I could shtel a Vek, a Seer Lashem, a Yedei Agrola, I don't have a Seer Lashem. So that's Mechusa Agrola, ka Mechusa Maisadami. Masha'en Kain, if the Seer Lazazel is also Royal Lifnim, the Seer Lazazel also belongs to Hashem, so who cares? So it doesn't bother us that we need Agrola. Stop! That's one of the Avodas, one of the Seder that you have to do. That's not to make it ain't a Royal Lifnim. Good, you'll do the Agrola. It's all part of the Seder Avodah of it. Because even before the Agrola, both these two Seerim are Royal Lifnim. That you need Agrola, that's not Ma'akav, that's goofa part of the Maisa carbon that you're doing. If the only Royal Lifnim is the Seer Lashem, so then the Pshat is before that Agrola, I don't have a Seer Lashem. I have a potential Seer Lashem, but only a Maisa could make it into a Seer Lashem. So Mechusa Maisa, so it's not cool to have a potential Seer Lashem. It's not cool to have a Royal Lifnim. I need Agrola to make it Royal Lifnim. But if both Seerim are going to end up Lifnim, the Shal is which one which, there that Agrola doesn't tell you that it's not called Royal Hashem. That's the Chazanish Teretz of Pshat in the Rambam. And the very Geshmak of Pshat in the Sugi of Mechusar Agrola. And now let's go right in the Gemara. The Gemara says, Amr Avina, Hashad Amr Avchista Mechusar Agrola ka Mechusar Maisadami. Once Shef Chista said that's not considered royal lifnim if it needs agrola, the only reason why Yechayev and Shkut Echutz on the Seiri Yom Kippurim before agrola is because they're royal for Asir Nasa Bechutz. But that it's royal for Asir Nasa Bifnim is no good because Mechusar agrola ka Mechusar Maisa Dami. Hada Amar Avyuda Meshmuel, Shlomim Sheshachtim Kaidim Shenifchu Dalsus Hechel Psulim. That the Avyuda Meshmuel says that if you shech the Shlomim before the Dalsus Hechel open its puzzle, because of the pasuk Kushkate Pesach El Moed, Bizman Shu Pesuach, Vloy Bizman Shu No. So it's Mechadish Ravina, Shachta Mechutz Kaidim Shnifchu Dalsus Hechel Pater. Maitama Mechutz Psychic Mechutz Meisa Dami. So if you shech the Karbonis Bechutz, before the Dalsus HaHechel are open, since had you shechted them b'fnim, they'd be puzzled. It's mechusa maisa, it's mechusa de psichas Dalsus HaHechel. So that's called ein royal l'fnim, even though it'll be roy once you open the doors of the HaHechel, but since at this point that the doors aren't open, it's not roy, that's called not roy, and you pater for shkut echutz. So the Rishayim shtelzach, what's the chilek between this and the Seir Nasa B'chutz before the Avayd D'Sayayim? The Seir Nasa B'chutz before the Avayd D'Sayayim, we say it then, that it's Eim B'chutz Zman L'Bay B'Yayim. The Rishayim, when we're stumbling naming on, like the Pshat we said, like the Rambam, that the Seir Nasa B'chutz is Taka Pasul when you shecht it before the Avayd D'Sprim, but it's called Roy L'Pesach El Mayim because it's not missing anything in the Seir Nasa B'chutz itself. It's just missing the Seir Nasa B'fnim. That's called Mechus Hazman. And since it'll be Roy today, ain't Mechus Hazman L'Bay B'yayim. Mashenken Hagrola. Hagrola is a Maisa in the goof of the Seir Hanasa B'fnim. That is a problem. That is called not Roy. That's not called Mechus Hazman. That's called Mechus Hamaisa. So what about the fact that it's mechusa de psichas adlosis? The Gemara is mavurid that that's compared to the case like mechusa agrola. Why isn't it compared to the case like the mechusa avodas pnim? So Rashi goes to shitasei, and the Tais Rishonim and Dvar go with this pshat also, that the pshat is that the din of psichas dalsa hechel is a mitzvah which is written by the shlomim itself. It's a mitzvah in the shlomim. It's a din in this carbon. This carbon has the requirement of psichas dalsus hechel. That's why it's called mechusa maisa. By the Seir Nasa B'chutz, there's no din in the Seir Nasa B'chutz that it needs anything. It's just not the zman carbon until you do the Seir Nasa B'fim. It's a seder. The Torah didn't give it the zman to bring this carbon until you do another carbon, a different avodah, a mitzvah with other karbanis. But in this carbon, nothing's missing. You just have to wait until it's its turn. Hashenken Hagrola. Hagrola is a din in this carbon. You need Hagrola in order to make it a Seir Nasa B'fnim, in order to make it Royal Pesach El Mayit. That's why it's Mechus HaMaisa. So too, when you open up the Dalsus HaHechel, that's a din in the Shlomim Gufa. The Shlomim need the Psichas Dalsus HaHechel in order to be, make them Royal Lefnim. It's not a Zaitig din, it's a din in this. It's said Legabe the Shchit the Shlomim Alein that it has to be Pesach El Mayit Bizman Shu Pesuach. The Mikdash David in Simon Chav Zayin, Sif Ais Beis, he says that's Alts Lefli the Shitas Rishayin that hold that the din of Psichas Dals Hechel is a din Dafke in Shlomim. So then it's from the Mitzvahs of Shlomim to have Psichas Dals Hechel, and the male it's called Mechusar Meisa. Now Shankin, if you hold like the Rishayin that the Psichas Dals Hechel is a din in all Karbanis, he holds the male, you can't say it's a mitzvah in this carbon. It's not a din in Aveda in general. That wouldn't be a din in this carbon. The emes is a machlekes rishayim. I says earlier in Perek Beis daf Chavtes and Teizim Menachos and in Zvachim daf Samach Aleph, names on that by all karbanos it's the same din. The Ravid in Perek Gimel and Tamid also names on that way. But Rashi and Tamid in Zvachim daf Samach Aleph, he names on that other karbanos don't need psichas dalsus hechel. It's dafka din in Shlomim. It's not a din in other karbanos. It's dafka by Shlomim that you need Psichas Dalsus HaHechel, not by other Kabbanis. So Mikdash David says, according to Rashi and the Rambam, then it's very good, this teretz, that Psichas Dalsus HaHechel is a mitzvah in the Guf of Shlomim, and the male is called Mechus HaMaisa. Mashenken, according to Taisus, that it's a din by all Kabbanis, so it's not a mitzvah in all Kabbanis. It's tamadin. It's a hechsher to avoda. So that should be similar to the emechus is man lebay b'yayim. That should be similar to the din that the seir nasa b'chutz is not kasha yet because you didn't do the seir nasa b'fnim. So Taisus Shanim says another teretz, which in Mikdash David says it's muchach if you hold like Taisus says it didn't all kabbanis to sell the teretz of the Taisus Shanim. That the difference is because here you need b'shas mice of the shlamim to have the psichos dalsus hechel. Whenever the pshat is, you don't need this din b'shas mice. It's just a thing you need, a prerequisite, something that you need before. So then it's totally if it's a mitzvah in the guf adavar or not. Mashaykin, the psichos dalsus hechel is not something that you need before you do it, and from then on it's good. You need the psichos dalsus hechel b'poil when you shecht it. That will be called mechus ha'mais in any case. That's a Taisus Shanim second teretz. We had mentioned before from the Brisker Rav that he learned that pshat in Taisus and Shuas that holds that the sir nasa b'chutz is kasher b'di'evid, kaidim the sir nasa b'fnim, that ein mechus ha'zman l'bay b'yayim means that it's taka kasher karbon. So then b'pshitis you could say that any time the karbon will be pasul and you need a maisa to make the karbon kasher, it doesn't make a difference what type of a maisa it is. It's, we call Ain a royal of Pesach El Maid. So here, where the din by Psichos Dalsa Echel is absolute, it's an ikiv in the carbon. So then, in any case, it wouldn't be called royal of Pesach El Maid. That would be the pshat, according to the Tais and Shuas, the way the Brisker Rav says how he learns pshat na Gemara, vei mechus hazman l'bay b'yay. Now, Tais asks Akasha that here the Gemara is saying that if you shech the carbon before Psichos Dalsa Echel, which is pasul, it's mechus ha'maisa, and memel it's called Ain a royal of Pesach El Maid. So Taisus asks, the Gemara says in Zvachim, there's a machloikis, if Kedusha Rishayin, the Kitchel Shayin to the Kitchel Asad Lavi, is there the Makrivan Afa Vishayin Bais? Is there a halacha that when the Beis HaMikdash is Chayiv, it still could bring Karbanis? Big machloikis, big sugi about this. But the Gemara says the following. The Gemara says, if Be'echanan that holds Makrivan Afa Vishayin Bais, you don't need the Beis HaMikdash in order to be Makriv Karbanis. So Bezman HaZeh, if you Shaykhan, Bezman HaZeh, if you Ma'ala B'chutz, that's the lashon of the Gemara. If you malah b'chutz, you chayiv, because it's called royal lefnim. Because you could bring karbanis even when we don't have a beis hamikdash. The Taisus asks, there's another Gemara in Zvachim that says when you don't have a mizbeach, you can't bring any karbanis. When you don't have a mizbeach, you can't bring karbanis. You need a mizbeach. When a mizbeach is nifkam, it says all the karbanis that are shechted becomes pasul. So l'chaya, it's mechusar a mizbeach. You don't have a mizbeach. It's mechusar and mizbeach. So what's the pshat that you could be chayiv on shkutech on a law of schutz when if you hold makimus afishayim bayis, even though you don't need a base of mikdash, but upon him you need a mizbeach. And it's mechusar building a mizbeach. That's fractisus. I got the lakudei halachas asakashim in Zvachim that what's bechlal the pshat makriven afishayim bayis? What happened to the din that you need psichos dalsa sahechal? How bechlal could you be makar if you don't have a base of mikdash? You should need psichos dalsa sehechel. What's bechlal the pshat? Why does Taiz only ask from the mizbeach? He should ask stam. You don't have the psichos dalsa sehechel. It should be possible. It says it's not shver. The ikavart is akta that there shouldn't be any obstruction between the makam of the hechel and where you're shechting. So if there's a hechel and the doors are closed, so then there's an obstruction between. It's not pesuach, meaning there's an obstruction between the place of the Hechel and where you're shechting, that's a psul. But if there is no Beis HaMikdash, there is no obstruction. So Lefizeh, he says a chiddush. That could be today, where they have a building there, they have a mosque, and there is an obstruction, even though it's not a Beis HaMikdash, but you'll have the psul that you don't have psichos dalsus Hechel. Because there is something there obstructing it. That's what he nem done. But then he said, there's a Rajman Shavuos that asked Mamash the same kasha. What's the pshat makriv nafashayim bayis? You need psichos dalsus hechel. And the Rajma says, when you have a hechel, you need psichos dalsus hechel. When you don't have a hechel, you don't need the psichos dalsus hechel. Smashman, the Rajma has nothing to do with an obstruction. Stop. The whole din only applies when there is a hechel. When there's no hechel, you don't need the psichos dalsus. So then, even if there would be another building there, that wouldn't prevent the din of makriv nafashayim bayis. The din of being makriv nafashayim bayis, bizmanazet, came up, and it's a big sugya. Just, we don't have any time for it in this particular shir. Eid Chazayin, we'll speak about the what the Achreinim say about whether Yitaka could be Makriv Zman Hazeh. So Taisus asks the Kasha, that how could Rabbi Yochanan say Echayev and Allah is chutz? You don't have a mizbech, and without a mizbech, all the korbanos are possible. So Taisus answers, either Rabbi Yochanan saw Mekatiris or a mincha shekamsa b'fnim. And these things don't need a mizbech. These things don't need a mizbech to be kosher. Only zvachim need a mizbech. It says, mizbech adam of a zvach to olav, they need the zvicha to be b'shas that there's a mizbech. Mashenke, menachis and k'tayris don't need a mizbech. So when Rabbi Yochanan, that's his medayik, Rabbi Yochanan says, if you mala b'chutz, want to say sheichet, sheichet stafka by zvachim. Zvachim have adi yipata, because there's no mizbech. Rabbi Yochanan says that mala is chayiv is by k'tayris, or by a k'mitzas ha-mincha, where there you don't need a mizbech. That's the first teretz of Taisus. And the second teretz of Taisus is, it's talking about you built a mizbech. Rabbi Yochanan means in a case where you happen to have built a mizbech, then you chayef for being ma'ala b'chutz. If you didn't build a mizbech, so mele you potter for being ma'ala b'chutz. Agav, in that inyan, and mefrat teizen zvachim is even more mashm, it's mashm teiz that a yochid is allowed to just go and build a mizbech. There's a Ravon in Simenun that says that only a tzibur could go together to build a mizbech. That's called a mizbech. Some person builds a mizbech, but the makom mikdash has no shame mizbech. But kapanim, that's Taisus two terutzim. That what's the pshat that you could be chayev a mala b'chutz? You don't have a mizbech. Either you have a mizbech, or we're talking about kateris or a mincha. And the Rambam in Perek Yates in Ma'isa Karbon and Slachet Zvav says, Misha shachar kachim izman azev ahel l'chutz la'azar. So the Rambam is mafurish, it's talking about shachat kachim v'hel, it's talking about korbanos. It's not talking about a mincha and k'tayris. And the Rambam doesn't say that there's a mizbech, he says v'zman hazeh. The Siach Yitzchak here, and the Har Maria and the Rambam also says this, that the Rambam means that when you build a mizbech, he wasn't mafarish, because he didn't bother explaining it, but avada, you need a mizbech for korbanos to be kosher. So he's talking about when you happen to be building a mizbech, it takes a second teretz. But it's very much not mashma that way. Mashma yisarambam is, even if you didn't build a mizbech. And some achrayim say, the Rambam says, shachad v'helo chutz la'azor chayiv, and the Rambam means, dafke yechayiv on the Allah, and the Rambam holds that even though you don't have a mizbech and the korban is pasul, but by Allah it is a din that if from olu lo yerdu, if I'm Ola Yerdu, so then you chayiv v'chutz. So here, since Allah is Ola Yerdu, so you chayiv v'chutz, even though it's possible without a mizbech. But other achrayim hold that according to the Rambam argues on Taisus, and the Rambam holds that even though the shechita, kaidim sichas dalsas ahechol, is called ein roi lifnim, and you pot, you don't have a din of shechut echutz, but a shechita without a mizbeach, that's called roi lifnim. And then you won't have a problem with shkut echutz. You have kam achreinim at seit, and the different svaris exact to mechalik between the kaidim sichas dalsa sehechol and between if it's missing a mizbech. The Karanayr in Zvachim says that the pshat's like this. Kaidim sichas dalsa sehechol is a din in the shkita. There's a din, v'shachtei pesach ha'el mei. The shkita needs the dalsa sehechol to be besuach, bizman shem besuach. So it's a pasul shkita. It's a pasul shkita, and the mail it's called ein roi lifnim. Mashein kain. The reason why, if you shecht it with Adam is bech, it's pasul, is not because the shkita is pasul. The reason why is because since after the shkita it's not shecht to the zrika with Adam is bech, so it's nachli. It's nachli. So mail the dam becomes pasul because ein roi lizrika. But the shkita be'etzim would be kosher. The shkita would be a kosher shkita. The carbon becomes pasul because the dam is not roi lizrika. So since the shechita be'etzim would be a kasher shechita, only now the carbons have become pasul because the dam is not roi lizrika, that's not called ein roi lepesach ha'almayin. That's a sign of nechatimsa. Rather, you won't be able to ferize the carbon. But there's no psul in the shechita be'etzim, that's not called ein roi lepesach ha'almayin. That's a Karen Iris pshat in the Rambam, why the Rambam holds that a shechita when there's no mizbeach is not a chasarn of ein roi lefnim. The Mikdash David says different a little bit, similar, but a little different. The way we explained earlier, that the Mikdash David was mazbir, that, like Rashi says, that when it's a mitzvah when the maisa is a maisa in mitzvah in the etzim carbon, and it's missing that maisa, so that's called mechusa maisa. Like agrola, which is a din in the sir nasa b'fnim, so it's missing agrola, that's called mechusa maisa. And the same thing with shachte pesach almaid, like the Mikdash David says, the Rambam Mishitas that it holds that the Shlomim needs Psichas Almayit, it's a din in the Shlomim itself, it's a mitzvah in the Shlomim. So male, that's called Mechusa Meisa. Mashayin Kein Nifkam HaMizbeach, that's not a mitzvah in this carbon alein. It's tam din in the seder avayd that avayd needs a mizbech. All kabbanis need a mizbech. So that would have the same chesaron that you'd say that ein mechus is ma'al lebayim, since you really could make a mizbech. And it's not called mechusa ma'isa because it's not a ma'isa begufay. It's not a ma'isa done physically to the carbon, and it's not a mitzvah in the carbon. So it's not called mechusa ma'isa. He says like this: Taisus Akarchik had to hold like the Taisus Shanim's chat, that since you need the psichas losses b'shas the shechita itself, even though it's not a mitzvah in the shechita, but since you need it b'shas the shechita alone, that's why it's called mechusa ma'isa, and it's not the same as avodas chutz. Well, you don't need the Avodas Pnim B'Shas, you're doing the Avodas Chutz. It's just a Seder. And Taisus anyway has to hold the way, because Taisus holds that the din of Psichas Al Sech is among all Karbanis. So Mele Behechi, you're going to have to say a Chilik, like the Taisus Shanim, that since you need it B'Shas Maisa, so that's why it's called Mechusa Maisa. So within Mizbech, you need B'Shas Maisa. It's not Pshat, you need a Mizbech to be built and then you could do it. You need the Mizbech to be Bepoil, Bani, B'Shas Maisa. That's called Mechusa Maisa. That's called Ein Royal Pesach El Moed. Mashiach in the Rambam holds like Rashi, that the site isn't whether you need it b'shas ma'isa. The site is in a mitzvah in this carbon alein. So psichas dalsa sehechel, that's a mitzvah in shlomim. It's a din in shlomim that you need psichas dalsa sehechel. Mashiach in a mizbeach, that's not a mitzvah in this carbon. It's a din stam and avoid the bechlal, so that wouldn't be a chesaron of any royal pesach el mei. That's the Mikdash David's mahalach in the Rambam. The Beis Yitzchak in Yerdei Chelik Beis, Simon Kuf Chav Gimel, he says a different pshat. He says that it depends if the person himself could rectify it. L'mashal here, by Agrola L'mashal, the one who's shechting the Siyah of the Chutz, he can't do that Agrola. He needs the Kohen Gadol to do that Agrola. So the one who does the one who's shechting the Siyah, and you want to say that it's Roy to be a Siyah Nasir of Nim, but since it's Mechutza Agrola, and he can't do that Agrola, someone else has to do that Agrola. The Kohen Gadol has to do that Agrola. So in Mela, it's not called Royal Pesach El Moed. The same thing with Kaidim Psichas Al Sehechel. He can't open up the doors of the Hechel. So then the Levim have to open the doors of the Hechel. He's not allowed to open the doors of the Hechel. They wouldn't let him. He's not allowed to do it. The Levim have to be the ones to open the doors of the Hechel. So since this guy who's being Sheikhet Bechutz, Kaidim Psichas Al Sehechel, it's not Biyadi to open the doors of the Hechel. Only the Levim could open the doors of the Hechel. So in Mela, that's why it's called Ein Royal Level of Nim. Mashiach Kain, the Mizbeach, whoever wants could just go and build the Mizbeach. We mentioned before that the Ravon holds that the way, but Taisus Mashma, that whoever goes and builds the Mizbeach could build the Mizbeach. You don't need any Mizunder person to build the Mizbeach. This guy that's Shechting it Bechutz, if he wants, he could build the Mizbeach. Mamela, it's not called Ein Aroi Lovi Bifnim, and Mamela, he'd be Chayiv. Sachar Kol, according to these Achronim, there's a Machlokes, Rambam and Taisus, if someone shechs b'chutz, but even that there's no mizbech, Taisus holds that that's called mechusa ma'isa, and Mamela is not chayiv b'chutz. Mamela Rabbi Yechanan that says that b'zman hazeh chayiv is dafka by haktaris ha'kaimitz or haktaris k'tairis, where there you don't need a mizbech. Mashenki in the Rambam holds no, even though there's no mizbech, but still that's a chsar nechatimsa, it's called roi level of nim, because it's like ein mechuz is ma'al l'bay b'yayim. And the male, even though there's no mizbech, he chayv and shkutechutz.
You have been listening to the Shiurim of Shas Illuminated. Shas Illuminated is a non-profit organization dedicated to broadening the learning of those studying the Daf worldwide. If you would like to make a donation or to dedicate a Daf or Masechta, please visit our website at shasilluminated.org or call 203-312-SHAS. You can also email us at shasilluminated@gmail.com.